This is a News 1130 special report.
Well, this Wednesday is Robbie Burns Day, when we celebrate the life, works, and spirit of Scotland's greatest poet. Now, a new book is offering a fresh perspective on his legacy. Melanie Murray is the author of Should Old Acquaintance, the woman behind Robbie Burns, and joins us on the line now. Hello there, Melanie.
Hi, John.
Okay, they say behind every great man is a great woman, and this could well be said of Jean Armour. How important was she to Robbie Burns?
Well, I think what my book reveals is that without Jean Armour, Robert Burns wouldn't have become the great bard we're honoring today.
Oh, now in the book you talk about how she would often help him with composition and the way she would do that. Let's talk about that.
Yes, Jean had a beautiful singing voice, apparently. She was actually trained in the Mauchline Music School, and she knew all the old ballads by heart and could sing them. Whereas Robert apparently had a very notoriously bad singing voice and could hardly carry a tune, apparently. So she greatly assisted him in his central work, which was collecting and revising all the old Scottish songs. He would come home with a song that he had heard, or he'd come home with some words or a tune without words. She'd be able to sing the tune for him. He'd be able to set words to them. So I think she was very much, after they were married, very much a collaborator in him in this work. And I don't think she's ever really been really acknowledged as such.
Now, a collaborator over and above being a muse for some of his love poetry.
Absolutely. I don't, and one might say she wasn't his chief muse. Certainly there's about a half a dozen poems for Jean specifically, but there's many poems for many other women as well. So she was his muse at a certain point in his life, but he always needed young, beautiful women to fire his quill, so to speak.
And finally, Melanie, I'm told you have some thoughts on how to incorporate Jean Armour's legacy into our modern Robbie Burns Day celebrations.
Well, I'm certainly toasting at our Burns Supper on, will be Saturday evening. There's always the toast to the immortal memory of Robert Burns. And for the first time this year, there will also be, following that, there will be a toast to Jean as well. And it will be followed by a singing of one of the songs, poems that he wrote for her, which he called his honeymoon song, which he wrote for her shortly after they were married. So I think that, yes, this kind of recognition of really the central role that she played in his life, and she has really never been acknowledged for.
That was Melanie Murray, author of the new book, Should Old Acquaintance, the woman behind Robbie Burns, joining us on the line. Look for that book in stores and online now.